This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Bay Area is Draymond Green. You're listening to Willer and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Day-Day! Welcome to the family, Day-Day.
Yeah, co-worker.
And I liked what you were saying about, when we bump into him in the break room, what do we do? How do we approach him?
Yeah, like I just,
That's pretty funny.
Well, I mean, Draymond.
Reminded me of those old ESPN commercials where Scott Van Pelt's going to get a cup of coffee and it's like Alexander Ovechkin or whatever.
Or like the mascot from an SEC school is just sitting there like mean mugging him. No, listen, I don't want to run from that. Like Draymond, it might be a little intimidating to some people. If he's just in the kitchen with his uniform on, especially you.
Then we got to fight.
What about that day you come in here with your ref uniform on?
Yeah, I should start doing that again, getting close to ref
stand
season.
Stand on it.
Hopefully not if Draymond's around.
Stand on what you say.
Be careful.
Stand on what you say.
Stand on what you do.
Yes, Lucas.
Two people in this office have dressed up as referees, and not a single one was named Dan Dibley this week.
That's true.
Who was the second one?
I saw one.
Jack Lewis, one of our sales
assistants. Yeah, Jack. I saw Jack do
Butch
it.
Butch was a referee this morning.
Oh, I don't see Butch.
Oh.
He's home in bed by the time we get in.
Yep.
Butch dressed up today?
Second time this week.
What did he do the other time?
The Grouch from Sesame Street on Tuesday.
Why?
It was a costume contest.
Oh, I didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, if I had known about it, I'd have boycotted it. I will never participate.
Oh, because you felt like you got jobbed.
You would have known about it if you check your work email.
No, I do check my work email. I do check my work email. That was too big of a cackle for that joke.
You kind of got you.
No, I mean, I do. Actually, now it dawns on me. I did see that email, and I deleted it.
Mm-hmm.
I will never participate in that contest ever again.
Because you were Gabe Kapler, and you felt like you got jobbed.
It's not that I felt like I got jobbed. I realized what was going on, and like,
What is going on?
Well, we're the hosts.
What is going on here?
We're not eligible to win that thing. They're not going to give it to us.
Didn't Shasky win that very year?
No, he did not. I remember who won. I can't remember his name. He was like an editor or something like that. And that's I get it. We get to be here on and get all the attention and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so nobody wants to, like, and I get it. I get the dynamic. I'm not mad at it, but I'm not going to put in the effort I'm not going to wear. I wore readers for 4 hours and looked at Dibs completely blurry for and did an entire show sounding like this. Also, that I could come in eighth place.
Oh, you sound kind of mad about it.
Oh, it was wrong. But like, whatever.
It was wrong.
It was. I get the dynamic. And so, fine. Those are the rules. Them's are the breaks. I'm going to come as Mark now for the rest of my life.
It was wrong.
Yeah, it was. That was a good.
It is funny.
It was a good costume. That was a good costume.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
You don't even remember that you texted me or called me 3 days later, and you're like, how the hell did you not win that contest?
It's tough.
Like, I don't know.
The fix was in.
The last time I'm dressing up.
That's the way that goes.
So the costume contest was on Tuesday? Why the hell didn't you do it today? Oh, right, because nobody comes to work on Fridays. I forgot. Whatever.
Those are facts.
Whatever.
Could have at least been yesterday.
I mean, seriously. Who the hell's ready with their costume on October 28th? I didn't even, like, Lovely Christie came up with the idea of what we're going to do yesterday. Yesterday. You don't come up with a costume a week ahead of time. Good on Butch. Better man than I am. Warrior Summit next week, 6 days away. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again discussing another Warrior season. Me and Dibs from 2 to 4, regular show. And then all of the hosts from 4 to 6, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Great prizes to give away. Drink specials at Jack's. I can't wait to check out Jack's. I'm so excited about it. And your chance to meet all of us and our chance to meet all of you. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill on Thursday, November 6th. We will see you there. So, yeah, Warriors lose yesterday. Dibs and I have kind of given a shoulder shrug to the whole thing. Steve Kerr was on with us just about an hour ago. Odyssey app, YouTube. If you missed it, we'll have it for you again next hour. And then there was also the Kyle Shanahan press conference earlier today. So if you're just hopping into your car and you have a funny outfit on, let us go ahead and update you on what's going on there. Mac Jones will start, but Brock Purdy is not necessarily out. Does that make sense to you? We'll try to help it make sense to you. Here's what Kyle Shanahan said about Purdy's chances of playing.
This is the first time that Brock has been questionable here and not out. What does that mean as far as possible availability for Sunday's game?
It means he's got a chance to be available.
You have a chance to start?
No, Mac's going to be starting.
Okay. And you and I both are in agreement that this means is he is not going to be the backup either, because there's a whole trickle-down effect that happens if Brock Purdy is the backup, starting with the fact that Adrian Martinez will no longer be on the 49ers, at least as I understand it. And then it also means that Brock is one hit away from going out there on that MetLife field. And I personally do not believe the 49ers when they say that that's not a factor this weekend.
I also think that, well, the one thing they could do is they could have all three quarterbacks be active and not have an emergency third, but actually have him as part of the game day roster. No team would ever sacrifice another on-field player to do that, so that's not happening. And the other piece is, what's the benefit of having him be active as the backup, and then you lose Adrian Martinez? Okay, so Brock doesn't play. He's the backup. You lose Martinez because he can't be elevated again from the practice squad, so now you have to go out and find a new QB3. And the one thing about Adrian Martinez, we don't know if he can play, but we know he's been around, and we know that he's been learning and absorbing. I mean, I don't know that to be true, but I would imagine if he's been there for 9 weeks or more, he's learned a lot about what it would mean, like how you would run the team if you had to. And if you have to bring in a new person, now all of a sudden that person is going to maybe start from square one.
I agree with you. I mean, the guy's never taken an NFL snap in his life, but I would much rather, if it comes to that, somebody who's been there practicing with the team all year as opposed to somebody they just grab off of the street. Although, I don't know, if that person's experienced enough, you can go win football games. Joe Flacco did it a few weeks ago. He just walked into the Bengals. They gave him a uniform, and he went and beat the Steelers on a Thursday night. But that's a guy who's in his 40s, or almost in his 40s. Or is he in his 40s? Has Joe had his 40th birthday?
Yes.
Are he and Aaron both over 40?
I believe so. That was the second oldest starting quarterback matchup in NFL history. I know that.
Yes, yeah. Flacco turned 40 in January.
Okay, there you go. So, like, I get
almost
that.
Almost 41.
That's a super experienced player, a guy who's won a Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that maybe that's a little different. But I'm with you. I've never seen Adrian Martinez play. I hope the Niners never have to start him. But if it does come to that, then I'd like somebody who's been around with the group for a while.
It would give him more of a leg up and more of a head start. And yeah, like you said, Flacco, and he even joked in that victory, he's like, yeah, there were sometimes the play call came in, and he's like, guys, I don't know what's going on, including the one play where he turned it into a zone read QB keeper. He's like, oh, I'm going to run this one. And he picked up a big first down on the play, and they were able to go out and win the game. So, yep. You know, the moxie and the savvy of a 40-year-old versus a guy who would be making his first ever appearance in a game, that would be difficult. But what you're saying about the Shanahan sound, I think, is spot on, where, yeah, he's going to be questionable, which means, you know, and he even said, is he going to start? No, he's not going to start. So what's he going to be then? Is he going to be the backup? Possibly. I don't think he
will
be.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean, the whole thing has obviously arrived at weird, honestly. And I'm not one to, like, I'm not trying to pin anybody down with their words, but Kyle Shanahan, over the last month and a half, if some reporter wanted to go in there, and in fact, boy, like, Grandy and Lucas, I love you guys, and here's how I'll prove it. I'm not going to have you do this. But if you were given the assignment of, over the last 7 weeks, let's make Kyle sound ridiculous, you could. You could.
Possibly.
Because you could go back and find when he said this, and then when he said that, and then when he said this, and then when he said that. And
I'm not a doctor.
Questionable concern.
Right, he sounds annoyed that you're asking about Purdy, right?
I'm not going to say anything about Christian Gus.
Well, but it was... Or Ricky. No one's even asking about Ricky. Ricky is out again. Was he listed as out? I know he didn't practice.
Yeah, I have the list right here.
Is Ricky out? Out?
Injuries for the game and stuff. Brendel will be out. Yatur out. Huff out. Ricky Pearsall out. Ben Bartsch, questionable. Questionable concern. Burford, questionable. Samo, questionable. D. Winters, questionable. Brock Purdy, questionable. Jordan Elliott, questionable. Any questions?
Yeah, I got questions.
It's questionable.
Yeah.
Questionable concern.
There you go. But if we went back to right when Ricky was hurt, you completely indicated that this was going to be 1, maybe 2 weeks at most. And now it's 5. And if we ask Kyle, he's going to be annoyed because he's going to say, I'm not a doctor and it's not going as fast as we hoped, but he's going to be annoyed. Like, it again, here's Kyle annoyed. This is a back and forth with Eric Branch today.
You've discussed it's a delicate situation with the toe. You don't want to have it aggravated again. I mean, this obviously has a chance to play. So how do you, I guess, balance that? Like, he could play, and that means he could aggravate it again. I mean, is his toe fully healthy?
What's the question? Is his toe fully healthy? No, it's not fully healthy.
it's not fully healthy, so there's a chance, you know, when he gets out to play. So you just, I mean, there's a risk with it, I guess. Obviously, there's a risk always, but there's a risk that he could aggravate it again.
Yes, I think you just answered your own question. Obviously, there's a risk with everything. But yes. Can you hurt it again? Yes.
Yes.
Then he goes on to say he didn't get all the starter reps this week. As soon as he has had a chance to go through practice and stuff, the first time we let him get the starter reps and it was great, then there was a chance he could re-hurt it in the game, and he did, and he's been out for the last month. He got more reps this week, but we weren't going to commit to all that and stuff like last time.
I mean, first of all, as much your impression is incredible, but we have him actually saying those things. So we could play him saying those things.
Can we?
We can.
And stuff?
It's right here.
He didn't get all the starter reps this week. You know, as soon as he had a chance to get through practice and stuff the first time, we let him get all those starter reps, and it was great. And then there was a chance he could re-hurt in the game, and he did, and he's been out for the last month. He's got more reps this week, but we weren't going to commit to all of that like we did last time. So I think it's easing him back more than last time.
There you go.
If that helps answer your question better and stuff.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, look, here's the problem.
And then the question is, did he get a lot of starter reps this week? I wouldn't say a lot.
No, a lot.
Did he get?
What is a lot?
Did he get the majority of starter reps? Well, I didn't count them and stuff.
Here's what I don't want to say I'm concerned about it. Just here's something I noticed. Have you noticed that with regard to Purdy or any lengthy injury with the 49ers, the press conferences between the media and Kyle are starting to sound like a couple that probably needs to get divorced? It's all semantics. Like, we could do this if you want.
Why are you so mean to me? Why am I so mean to you? Why am I so mean to you?
I mean, listen to what you just answered your own question. But I'm trying to, yeah, yes. Are you saying that sure, yes, there's a risk. Yes. Could he get hurt again? Yes. It gets sarcastic really fast.
Did he get a lot of starter reps this week? I wouldn't say a lot.
Not a lot. Well, what's a lot, Kyle? Right? Everybody's getting real kind of annoyed really fast. I'll give you an example of a conversation that didn't happen that really could. If you wanted to really, I mean, if you want this guy's hat to fly off of his head.
Possibly.
Kyle, you have said that you guys don't want Brock to play again until he's 100%. And you had said today that he's not 100%. You also said that he's got a chance to play. Undo the puzzle. How does that work?
What are you asking exactly?
I'm asking you how he has a chance to play when you're saying that he's not 100%, and previously you have said you guys don't want him to play until he's 100%. And I promise you that that is both a fair and unfair question. I get why that would drive him nuts. And I don't think you'd get a great answer. You'd get right. A terse answer.
I'll give you the answer.
But
if
it's
you
also
want.
A very fair question. It's like, this is what you have said. And that's what happens when people are going through a bad relationship, is they start holding their previous words and actions against them.
Oh, God, I'm good at that.
Yeah. I bet you're pulling stuff up that happened in 2024.
You want to go even further back than that.
Well, yeah.
And it's, yeah. So that leads to... There's an Eagles song I like to sing. I can't sing it right now. We're in the risky part of the program, but I'll just spin a little.
Did you just look at your phone to see if she might be?
Possibly. It's a classic Shanahan. Possibly.
You better be careful.
But yes.
Oh my God.
You're welcome.
If you want, thank you. If you want the Shanahan answer, it'd be, well, you know, guys, this time of year will never be 100% and stuff. And so if you want me to wait until he's 100%, and then you're going to be looking at week one next year and stuff. And I don't think we want to do that. And so is the toe good enough to play and stuff? No, of course not. Is he getting closer? Possibly. My concern is questionable. It's a questionable concern and stuff. And so when the toe is close enough to being ready, then Brock will go out there and play. If he can get all the reps in practice, yep. And if he's the QB1 for practice and stuff, then he'll be ready to go out there and play. And hopefully he doesn't get re-injured and stuff. But if he does, then we'll go to Mac again, and then we'll see if his knees can hold up and stuff.
But that helps answer your question better.
No, it
doesn't. Welcome.
You're welcome. Yes.
There's no way Kyle would ever do an answer that long. Other than that, it was perfect.
I'm practicing my answers without breathing, because he doesn't often, like, well, he doesn't Feliciano for sure. But Kyle, like,
yeah!
Kyle will just speak, and then, you know, instead of breathing, he'll say and stuff, or he'll drop an and then he'll keep going.
Should we do a Feliciano sniff and a Guru sniff side by side and see which one has more kind of gravitas to it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, John's is just, like, he's just breathing.
Right.
Guru's is a sniff brag. His is the classic, yeah, you know, I was 7-1 last night in my hockey bets.
Whittler Dibbs, can you lay out for a second?
Probably. Yeah.
The Guru sniff is a flex.
Guru's like, I texted with Bob Myers.
Totally. Right. That was perfect.
Right. Feliciano's just like.
I'm just trying to stay alive over here.
Got a podcast that we're about to record. That's it. Yeah, but I'd like a little sniff off.
Yep. Okay. We'll see if we can get to it.
Yeah, we know the people.
Maybe during the bye week, you know, when we're a little bit thinner.
Forgot that we still have a bye week to go through.
Yeah, and that's, you know, honestly, if you look at.
Let's do Steve Kerr twice.
The way I look at this situation is everything you've said, I think, is spot on. And the whole thing about Adrian Martinez and the roster construct and all the rest of it. But I do think that he is questionable, because this is a big game. If you beat the Giants and you're 6-3, well, now You still have legitimate life in your year. You're 5-4 and you lose to the Giants, you're not left for dead, but you got the Rams next. The
Rams coming, yep.
And, I mean, if you lose to the Rams, which I think that's going to be a very difficult game.
Of course it will.
The Rams are coming in edgy and angry, and if you fall to 5-5, now we're starting to think about not season on the brink, but this thing be slipping away.
I'm with you. This is a pivot point on Sunday. And in fact, at halftime of this game, it is the halfway point of the season.
A good point.
So this is a pivot point. And there have been others so far this year, but none bigger than this, largely just because it's the one that's in front of us. But it's also 2 days before the trade deadline. And so I think I would bet right now that this game, more than any other that's happened so far this year, has the biggest swing on your playoff odds based on the outcome. And so if you're the 49ers and you are able to somehow get a win this week, and then could you get Bryce Huff, Brock Purdy, and Ricky Pearsall all back for a division game on grass, on natural grass, with all of their lower body injuries, all three of them? Could you
get... You said Purdy, Pearsall,
and Bryce Huff.
Okay. Probably not, and then likely. Pearsall, I don't think he's coming back.
Oh, I don't know, but whatever. Like, if you're 6-3 and you know that those guys are coming back soon, maybe even next week, does that sort of compel you to action on Tuesday? To be like, now maybe you think Bryce Huff is your acquisition, but does that compel you to say at 6-3, 3-0 in the division, and at that point they'd be 6-1 in the conference. Does that compel you to say, you know what, like, let's do something, because we are very likely to make the playoffs? The Commanders lost again on Monday night, right? It really might, your playoff odds are going to be high if you win this game. If you lose, like you said, there could be a feeling like, there's a drumbeat toward being back to 500 6 days from now.
Well, the Bears can win and jump you. The Panthers could win and tie you. You still have to play them.
Tough game for them this weekend. But
right.
Yeah.
And I mean, the Cowboys could win and get to 4-4-1. Sure. Still behind you, but those objects in their mirror are closer than they appear with a loss.
Yep. Yep. Dale, Walnut Creek. Hi, Dale. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hang on. I'm just riffing on what you guys were talking about earlier when Kyle said, well, he's not going to play till he's ready, and well, they might play this week. And Kyle is a brilliant play caller. He's a dumb jock. He's not going to be. You can't hold him accountable for knowing every word that he said a week ago or 3 days ago. You know, it's fun to do it. Again, he's a brilliant play caller, but he'll run the guys into the ground just like any other coach. He's a dumb jock. Don't hold them accountable for every word. We just have to see what happens.
Yeah,
I'm laughing.
I mean,
thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, Dale,
right,
thanks.
On, Dale.
I don't think he's dumb at all. I don't think he's a dumb jock. I don't think there's a dumb bone in Kyle Shanahan's body. I think he's super smart. I think his dad's super smart. I think that's kind of something we do in the sport of football because it's so physical, and so therefore we think that a lot of these guys are dumb. I don't think that at all. But I agree with the larger sentiment. That's why I pitched it the way I did. Is Kyle, am I going to hold him accountable for you said you wouldn't play him till he's 100%. Now he's not 100%, but you're saying you might play him. No, this is the living, breathing thing. It's kind of why I said it the way I did. I get it that if a reporter wanted to go down that road with Kyle would get mad. Probably, like, rightfully so. But at the same time, it also is proof that this is a moving target. And it changes. It changes week to week.
Yeah, and that's why he doesn't speak in absolutes.
And that's why I said what I said 2 days ago, which is ask the questions because this changes week to week.
And I think the questions were more appropriate today when there's an actual designation. Wednesday, before practice, I'm going to defend Cam Inman and the members of the Fourth Estate. Kyle he knew less then than he knows now.
They didn't do anything wrong. That
you
wasn't
held
even
their
my
feet
point.
To the fire.
That wasn't even my point. My point is that... you know, they may feel like in the room that everybody knew that answer. And my point is, and we learn this in radio all the time, people who are out there, accountants, and trash truck drivers and delivery truck drivers and somebody who works at the post office or you work at a coffee house. Like, I'm not going to assume that you are like so tapped in that you know every nuance of what Kyle and the Niners said every day. And I think that the mind of the fan is on the quarterback. The mind of the fan is on the injured Niners and when they might come back.
Yeah.
So they're going to be asked every day to the point of yanking hair out of head.
Oh, boy.
Maybe that was the wrong thing to say to you. No, I mean, that's why you said, oh, boy. Is it
not? I choose to cut it short. I mean, I can grow it out. Nobody wants to see that.
I do.
It's patchy.
Ah, I think that'd be fun. We're sponsored by Moderna. We're going to do a higher or lower coming up next.
Lucas going for a three-peat.
I don't like that.
I can't believe I just said that.
Grandy just barfed in his mouth.
Grandy's in third right now in total titles.
That's true. Steve Kerr a little bit later on. Fade the Dibbers, which is becoming a better proposition with each passing day.
No.
Got two picks to make, so we're doing all of that on Willard and Dibs.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Dub Nation, it's Jimmy Butler. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Thank you, Buckets. Tomorrow night, Warriors at Indiana, and then back home Tuesday, Phoenix Suns.
You love John Bloom.
Should we do it?
We have to do it.
All right. I already planned to get drinks with him on Monday night.
Okay.
Watch Monday Night Football.
Drink it.
Yeah. You know that the NBA road team hotel is right down the street?
I know where they used to stay.
I'm not going
to
say it out loud, but it's
right next to the Grove, right?
It's in neighborhood.
Yeah.
Neighborhood, yeah. What, yeah. Lucas?
A lot of hotels around here.
That's why I felt comfortable saying that it's right around here.
Dib said the landmark it's right next to.
Well, there's like five hotels within a par three of said restaurant.
That's true, too.
Which I didn't know that they had a bar now, too.
The Grove?
Next door, yeah.
Oh, dude.
It took over the cheese shop. I used to go there all the time when we worked, like the old building before the old building.
Yeah.
The really old building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was on 3rd and Howard. So we would bebop up there after the Rise Guys. That is Gil Brekkie.
That is the spot. That is the spot. Every time somebody's in the neighborhood here of our studio and they're like, where's a good place to grab a bite? I'm like, that's your spot.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what time of day. I mean, it's not open all night, but you get what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
All three meals. Check it out.
I famously stood in line there to get a breakfast burrito behind Manu Ginobili.
Really?
Yeah.
What did Manu order?
I didn't really look. I wasn't trying to eyeball him. I'm not like you, so into food. I did, though. I was noticing that no one was noticing that it was Manu Ginobili.
Manu Ginobili.
Because he's only 6'4", 6'5", so he doesn't really stand out.
Tall, but not like if Wembanyama walked.
So after about 5 minutes of standing there, I was like, Manu. Turn around, I'm like, dude, I love your game. Mad respect. Enjoy your breakfast.
And then what did he say?
Get away from me.
No, he didn't.
Possibly.
What did he say?
Thank you. It was very nice.
Yeah.
You know, I'm never the picture and this and that. Like when I saw Gabe Kapler at that coffee place, and I was like, ooh, I wonder if I could steal this guy's bike. And I looked, I'm like, ooh, no, this guy's yoked. And I looked again, I'm like, that's Gabe Kapler. And so I went up and introduced myself and name dropped you, and he said, thank you for spending the moment.
Hi.
Back to my coffee.
Yeah, hi. What do you think of my black denim jacket?
He was very friendly. But again, I wasn't like, picture and spend some time and can you join us? Whatever.
Someone asked me yesterday after being in the room with Vitello. We're going to do higher or lower here in just a sec. Someone asked me after being in the room with Vitello yesterday, how did his authenticity compare to Gabe? How'd you guys all answer that? You listened to him talk.
We weren't in the room.
No, I know you weren't in the room, but you listened to him at length. You watched it. You've already seen him cancel on us.
Well.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Is it?
It is. Tony's good. He had a very good reason. He was responsive. He's willing. It'll be next week.
I think that he's more authentic than Gabe, but I never found Gabe to be inauthentic. He's just a different guy. I think he's authentic to who he is. Whether or not that rubs you the right or wrong way with his Instagram videos and his perfectly chiseled body and tight jeans and his manicured beard and some of his peccadillos, shall we say? I don't think that's inauthentic. I just think it's different.
Yeah.
He didn't strike me as a phony. Now, he's a different cat.
There have been many who have accused him and used that exact word.
I don't know him well enough to know.
Nor do I.
Yeah.
Nor do I. I just think that, some would say that Gabe likes to kind of put out there that he's very much a man of the people. And some also believe that Gabe is very much a man of himself. I mean, he's putting thirst traps on Instagram. But whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. I love cheeseburger and coffee too.
Yeah. I mean.
So.
I don't know Tony. He came across as very authentic.
I agree. I thought that he handled the room very, very well. I think that he is very, very inwardly sort of focused on the task at hand. Not that Gabe wasn't, not to compare him that way, but I think he's a little bit more is a little bit more maybe open with the people around him. May not be as accessible though. Gabe was probably a little bit more accessible. Tony, I think there's one thing that stood out to me. Buster Posey said he had a hard time getting a hold of Tony sometimes this offseason. Can you imagine? The San Francisco Giants are calling you to potentially be their manager and you're like, I don't have time for that call. I'm sure they'll call again if they mean it. That's some chutzpah right there. So that happened. Just like this is about to happen. It's kind of becoming a Friday feel for us. Dan Dibley and higher or lower.
I love it. Let's get into it. And today on this Halloween, and it's going to be the end of the World Series either tonight or tomorrow. So today we're going to be working with the total number of World Series in baseball that have ever been held. So today's number is 121. This is the 121st edition of the World Series. So I will give 10 items And my three contestants will have to decide if that item's number is higher or lower than 121. Today, we enter in new ground. We have a two-time defending champion, and his name is Lucas Alexander. Lucas, good afternoon. How are you?
So great. Thanks for having me again, Dan.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. Stunned that you're going for a third in a row. How you feeling about it?
As fired up as ever. It's arguably the greatest moment of my life if I could pull this off.
Well, good luck today. Second on the win board is Mark. Sorry, not you, Grandy, but Mark Willard. How you doing today, partner?
Hi, Dan. Yes. I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Three titles, bit of a dry spell. It's been two straight without a victory. How you feeling today?
I feel great. Oh, I feel so great.
Grandy is up next, and you talk about droughts. Oh, boy. October not been your month, has it, Mark?
I'm rooting for Team Mark. Either Willard or me.
Oh, wow.
Anyone but Lucas.
All right, somebody needs to stop the reign of terror from Lucas Alexander.
Can I just say really quick, because Lucas gave me a real weird look when I just did that chant. That was a cheerleader thing in high school when we were in high school. Is that not a thing anymore?
Do it one more time, please.
I feel good. Oh, I feel so good.
Definitely
yeah, and then
not.
You do a,
no.
You do
definitely
a hip,
not.
You do a hip thrust, kind of like when a referee calls the block.
Yep.
Huh. Little hip thrust.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Thank you. No, it is. It was.
All right.
Anyway.
Let's get started with higher or lower, and we will start with the defending champ. And again, today we are working off the number 121. Lucas, we start with you, and it's a Halloween theme today, and I hope you enjoy it. Number one, total number of missed cuts on the PGA Tour by Boo Weekly. Higher or lower than 121?
Who?
Boo Weekly. The man's name is Boo Weekly.
I know who Boo Weekly is.
Yes. Are you getting the theme here? It's a Halloween theme.
I got it.
Lucas, are you going to answer?
Wait, the question was how many what?
Total number of missed cuts on the tour by Boo Weekly.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Lucas.
I'm going lower, Dan. Thanks.
Willard?
I'll go higher.
And Grandy?
Higher.
Yeah, guys, higher.
Higher.
128 missed cuts for Boo Weekly. We start with Willard for number two. Total number of rounds fought by Robert the Ghost Guerrero before his first loss.
He's
the ghost. The pride of Gilroy.
Yeah, see that? I don't know. Who?
Robert the Ghost Guerrero.
Okay.
I believe he was a welterweight. Good little fighter. How many rounds did he fight before his first loss?
Before his first loss.
Higher or lower than 121?
I'll go higher.
And Grandy?
I'll go lower.
And Lucas?
Sticking with higher.
Grandy's in the lead, lower,
yes!
79 rounds. You know, a lot of times these guys early
that's
in their career have 1 and 2 round knockouts.
Yeah, that's
easy.
Lower.
16-0.
Good point.
We start with Grandy. He's in the lead. So we went from Boo to Ghost. The theme continues. Grandy, higher or lower than 121, total D1 college football games coached by Hal Mummy. Higher or lower than 121?
It's a very easy lower, Dibs.
And Willard.
I don't even know what the hell you're saying, so I'll also go lower.
And Lucas.
It's an easy hire, Dan. Thanks.
Lucas, you're having a tough day.
Yeah.
It is lower. Hal Mummy, of course, started at Kentucky.
Of course.
And he went somewhere else. 95 games coached by Hal Mummy.
Okay. Hal Mummy.
I'm sorry if
I don't know what you're talking about, but I have a 50-50 shot each time, so it doesn't matter.
I'm liking the theme.
I'm liking it early.
Grandy 3, Willard 2. Lucas is three-peed in real Jeopardy with a goose egg.
Yeah.
We start with Grandy. Item number four, higher or lower than 121, career playoff games played by 11-year NBA veteran Eddie Haunted House. I added that on my own.
I know you did.
Thank
that was
you.
Not his nickname at all.
Might be now.
Should have been.
Career playoff games played.
11-year veteran Eddie Haunted House. It was a reach.
I'll go over.
You're going higher? Willard.
Career playoff games.
It's in the name of the game, Grant.
House.
Eddie Haunted House.
I'm going to go lower.
And Lucas.
Higher.
Boy, Lucas, having a scuffle. Lower.
Dang it.
66 is the answer.
Don't say damn it. Your only thing was anybody but Lucas. We're crushing him. Don't get competitive
on me now.
True,
but then I went
now.
3-for-3 to start.
Yeah,
Willard 3, Grandy 3, Lucas, Bupkis. And the number today is the total number of World Series, which is
121.
And it's higher or lower. We start with Willard coming off of a correct answer.
Yeah.
amount in millions that The Nightmare Before Christmas earned at the box office. It's a movie about Halloween, essentially.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
How much did it earn at the box office? Higher or lower than 121?
Oh, my God.
And the number's in millions.
Yeah. I've heard of it, so I'll go higher.
Grandy?
I'll go lower.
Lucas?
Lower.
Look, welcome to the game, Lucas.
Thank
it
you.
Is lower. $107.8 million.
Darn it.
Dollars.
Okay.
When did it get released? What time of year, Dibs?
I can't remember. I didn't write that part down, but I kind of got momentum here, so we're going to keep going.
Yeah.
Just because you got one right doesn't mean you get to chime in all of a sudden.
Weird question.
Probably around October.
He's before Christmas, probably.
Oh. Grandy, 4. Willard, 3. I mean, Lucas, 1. We continue with item number 6. We start with Grandy. He's in the lead. Number of years since Transylvania University in Kentucky was founded. Higher or lower than 121?
Oh, God.
Dude, you're either in your bag or you're really
in
half
the
in the bag. Yeah, like this is a... Anyway, go ahead, Grandy.
I will go higher.
Willard?
I'll also go higher.
And Lucas?
Before I answer... Nightmare Before Christmas was released October 29th, 1993, two days before Halloween.
Before Halloween.
Cool story.
Yeah, it's a Halloween movie. I don't remember what the question was. I'm going to go lower.
Okay.
You're having a little bit of a scuffle. The answer's higher.
Yep.
245 years ago, Transylvania University was founded. Grandy, 5. Willard, 4. Lucas, 1. We're playing off of the number of World Series that we've ever had, which is 121.
And what round are we going into? Is this 7?
This is round number, I think it's 7.
Okay.
Yeah, because Grandy's missed 2.
Right. Still alive.
Starting with Grandy.
Oh, if he's missed 2, then this is 8.
This is 7. He's missed 1.
Okay.
In millions, Grandy, the number of pumpkin spice lattes sold annually by Starbucks. Higher or lower than 121?
Higher.
Willard?
I'm going to go lower.
Lucas?
Lower.
Yeah, lower, guys.
Yeah, lower.
They
only sell 20 million a year. That's a lot of lattes.
You're so dumb.
You fell for the bait, Grandy.
Oh, my God.
What an idiot.
Item number 8, Willard 5. Grandy 5. Lucas 2. Lucas, it's a must win for you. I don't like your chances. Willard, we start with you. Career at-bats by 19th century infielder Trick McSorley.
Not Trace McSorley?
We're playing off a trick-or-treat theme
Not
here.
Not Marty McSorley?
Career at-bats by 19th century infielder Trick McSorley.
Dude, you're just such
Good
a weirdo.
Hitter.
You're such a weirdo.
You can see how I did
19th
it, though.
19th century?
Yeah, it's
I mean,
thematic.
Lower. What?
Career
I mean, lower.
At-bats.
I'll go lower.
Grandy?
Higher.
Lucas?
I don't want to agree with Grandy. I'll go lower.
Yeah, you should agree with Grandy.
Oh, man.
Guys, let's go! Don't you guys remember his 146 at-bats?
I do, Dibs.
1887?
Yeah. Now that you mention it, yeah, I do.
Grandy, 6. Willard, 5. Lucas, thank you for joining us. Item number 9, we start with Grandy. We went with Trick. Now we're going with the treat.
Okay.
Grandy, higher or lower than 121? Number of years since the treat D... of Versailles ended the First World War. 121 years. The Treaty of Versailles ended the First World War.
A lot of math, Grandy.
Lower.
Willard?
I'm going lower.
Lucas?
Higher.
Lucas, World War One did not end in the 1800s.
Yeah, that one was easy.
It's lower. That was a layup.
I didn't want to do the math.
Lucas is out. It doesn't matter.
Way out.
I don't even know why he's answering still.
Grandy, 7. Willard, 6. Lucas with 2.
It's fun.
And for this one, I guess you guys should write it down because the game is in somewhat of the balance.
Yep.
That way you just can't cherry pick off a Grandy in the lead. So
that was my plan.
Well, we're going to write this one down.
All right.
Higher or lower than 121. Career regular season home runs... by Candy Maldonado.
Oh, Candy Maldonado.
It's a Halloween theme, my friends.
Look at him scratching his head.
Lucas, you can go ahead and answer for funsies.
Yeah, Lucas, just throw your answer out there, you loser.
I think 121 home runs is not a lot. I'll go higher.
121? Okay. And, all right, Grandy, you're in the lead. Reveal your answer.
I went higher.
And Willard.
Okay, hang on. I got to cross out my higher and write lower.
What?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it doesn't matter because Grandy got it right. Mark Grandy, ladies and gentlemen, is the winner.
I know.
I'm higher.
No, I knew, I knew the answer was higher, but I can't win if I get the same answer as Grandy. Anyway,
146 is the career total. And the tiebreaker, just for fun, how many of those 146 came as a member of the Giants?
Ooh, what would you answer on that, Grandy?
It's a member of the Giants. 146 total?
146 of them?
Yep.
Oh, God, I got no idea.
I bet.
It's between 1 and 146.
Yeah, shoot your shot, dude.
87.
Yeah, probably something like that. I'll go a little higher, though. I'll go 90.
Yeah, 59.
Oh, that all.
For Candy Maldonado. Okay. So, yeah, that's your Hollywood, your Halloween
job,
edition. We had
good job,
Grandy.
We had Boo, Ghost, Mummy, Haunted, Nightmare Before Christmas, Transylvania, Pumpkin, Trick, Treat, and Candy. There you go. And yes, I'm a very, very different sort of a person.
Dude, that was super weird.
Well, I started going through it, and I'm like, ooh, we'll go with Boo.
I get the idea.
The process.
The process was great. The idea, phenomenal. And then it just, it wove into some really intricate territory.
Trick was the one I struggled with.
Who was the guy that had some at-bats a million years ago or something?
Trick McSorley.
Okay.
And
how the hell did you find that?
You just Google athlete's name Trick, and then you start looking. It's like, ooh, Trick McSorley debuted in 1875 for some team called SLR.
Yeah, whatever.
Took 9 years off and came back for Toledo. Had about 68 at-bats. Then he played for SLM in 1885. Then he played for St. Louis. Career over.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Died in 1936. It's a good run.
Tough break. All right. So what's the tote board now?
The tote board is 4-3-3.
Four for Lucas?
No, four for you.
Oh, four for me. Okay, and Grandy and Lucas both have three?
Yeah.
All right.
Lucas was looking for the three, Pete.
So I got to start trying again next round or else someone's going to catch me.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. All right. And, the higher or lower is already in for next week, so.
It is?
I believe so. No, we're going to save that one. We're going to save that one.
Do you do this like my dad does crossword puzzles? Do you just wake up and do these? Like, how many do you have in the bank?
I have three in the tank.
Okay.
None of them fit. And you've inspired me to do them thematically.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the theme will be for next week. Maybe I'll do one with something to do with L.A. because they face the Rams. So I'll come up with some cockamamie L.A. tie-in and come up with the number, and then we go from there.
How about if instead of commemorating L.A., we commemorate Canada? How about that?
We can do that. That's fun.
Yeah, like I'm 7 minutes away from not wanting to commemorate L.A., okay?
Yeah, I guess commemorate was the wrong way to put it, but the Niners will play LA next weekend. So
sort of.
I mean, yeah.
LA doesn't really have the NFL. They just sort of act like they do.
Yeah.
They don't even know.
I'll put one together.
Okay. All right. Good. Good, good, good. All right. Hey, congrats, Grandy. Very, very nice
job. Thank you. I needed it.
No, you did. That's exciting. All right. Steve Kerr. If you missed any of that conversation.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
That is coming up around the block again here in just about 10 to 15 minutes or so. And Steve was his normal, awesome, and expansive self. And so that's coming up here. Joined us a couple hours ago from Indiana, where the Warriors will play tomorrow night. We got a big football game coming up this weekend. Kyle Shanahan spoke today. They got into it about the quarterback situation. It's fuzzy at best, but what we can tell you is that Mac Jones is going to start the football game again, but Brock is not listed as out. He's listed as questionable. And I can't tell you what it was that sort of hit me today. I don't know if you've ever had this experience. You know, we got to do our picks early in the week. Don't you do your spread pick? Like, what day
Wednesday.
Do you do them on? I really wish there was a way to sort of have this get kicked down the road, because we got to do a lot of stuff. You know, the fantasy waivers and all these things are happening on Tuesday and Wednesday. And it just hasn't marinated yet. It's a marination sensation.
Cha-ching!
And I woke up today, and I looked at injury reports, and I thought about it, and I listened to more people, and I'm like, they're totally going to beat the Giants. They're totally going to beat the Giants.
The pick is in.
I bet it is, and I don't even know what the spread is right now. I haven't even looked. And obviously, when it comes to Niners, like, sure, there's fade the Dibbers, but I just suddenly got a new, refreshed, good feeling about the defense looking different this time around as opposed to last week.
For me, it always comes down to complimentary football, and the reason why you lost to Houston was not because the defense was terrible. The defense was not great, although they held them to three. The defense was beleaguered and exhausted because the Niners' offense couldn't help him out.
Yep.
Can you help a brother out? Apparently the answer is no. Well, so I look at a Giants defense. Can the Niners run the ball against the Giants?
Should be able
to.
The
math would tell you that they should be able to do that, which would help a beleaguered defense. And I'm not trying to tip the pick, but complimentary football for me is always the way I look at these games.
You've also got a bunch of injuries in the Giants secondary, so covering whoever the Niners receivers are shouldn't necessarily be a walk in the park for the Giants either. So to me, the whole key is getting the ball out of Mac Jones' hands. Whether that's handing it to Christian or just a quick passing game like they had early in the first half against L.A., that's what I hope to see. And I trust them to effectively do that well. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. We're always here for your calls. Niners Warriors related, 888-957-9570. We'll let you hear what Steve Kerr had to say coming up in just over 10 minutes as well. This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.